Chapter 42. The Consultation. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Ha, Mim. Ein, Sin, Kaf. Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise, inspires you, O Muhammad, as He inspired those before you. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and He is the Most High, the Most Great. The heavens above are almost rent asunder from their reverence for Him, and the angels glorify the praises of their Lord and ask for forgiveness for those on the earth. Surely Allah is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. And as for those who take as guardians others besides Him, Allah is a protector over them, and you, O Muhammad, are not a guardian over them. And thus we have inspired unto you, O Muhammad, a Quran in Arabic, that you may warn the mother of towns, Mecca, and all around it, and warn of the day of assembling, of which there is no doubt, when a party will be in paradise, and a party in the blazing fire. And if Allah had willed, He could have made them one nation, but He admits whom He wills to His mercy. And the polytheists and wrongdoers will have neither a protector nor a helper. Have they taken for worship guardians besides Him? Only Allah, He alone is the protector, and it is He who gives life to the dead, and He is able to do all things. And in whatever you differ, the decision is with Allah, and He is the ruling judge. And say, O Muhammad, to the polytheists, such is Allah, my Lord, in whom I put my trust, and it is to Him I turn to in all of my affairs and in my repentance, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you mates from among yourselves, and also for the animals. By this means He creates you and causes you to multiply. There is nothing like Him, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Seer. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He enlarges provision for whom He wills, and constricts it for whom He wills. Surely He is the All-Knower of everything. He has ordained for you the same religion that He ordained for Noah, and that which we have inspired in you, O Muhammad, and that which we ordained for Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, saying you should uphold religion and make no divisions in it. But intolerable for the idolaters is that which you, O Muhammad, call them to. Allah chooses for Himself whom He wills, and guides to Himself whoever turns to Him in repentance and in obedience. And they did not divide into factions until after knowledge had come to them, through selfish transgressions among themselves. And had it not been for a word that went forth before from your Lord for an appointed term, the matter would have been settled between them. And surely those who were made to inherit the Scripture after them are in grave doubt concerning it. So invite people, O Muhammad, to the religion, and stand firm and straight on the path by performing all that is ordained by Allah, and by abstaining from all that is forbidden by Allah, as you are commanded, and do not follow their desires, but say, I believe in whatever Allah has sent down of the book, and I am commanded to do justice among you. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. For us are our deeds, and for you your deeds. There is no dispute between us and you. Allah will assemble us all, and to Him is the final return. And those who dispute concerning Allah and His religion, with which Muhammad has been sent, after it has been accepted by the people, their dispute is of no use before their Lord, and on them is wrath, and for them will be a severe torment. It is Allah who has sent down the Quran in truth and the balance. And what can make you know that perhaps the hour is close at hand? Those who do not believe in it seek to hasten it, while those who believe are fearful of it, and know that it is the very truth. Surely those who dispute concerning the hour are certainly in error. Allah is gracious and kind to His slaves. He gives provision to whom He wills, and He is the All-Strong, the Almighty. Whoever desires with his deeds the reward of the hereafter, we give him increase in his reward, and whoever desires the reward of this world with his deeds, we give him what is written for him, and he has no portion in the hereafter. Have they partnered with Allah false gods, who have instituted for them a religion which Allah has not allowed? And had it not been for a decisive word already gone forth, the matter would have been judged between them. And surely for the polytheists and wrongdoers there is a painful torment. you will see on the day of resurrection the polytheists and wrongdoers fearful of that which they have earned, and Allah's torment will surely befall them, while those who believe in the oneness of Allah and do righteous deeds will be in the flowering meadows of the gardens of paradise, having whatever they wish from their Lord. That is the supreme grace, paradise. This is the paradise of which Allah gives glad tidings to His slaves who believe in the oneness of Allah and do righteous good deeds. Say, O Muhammad, no reward do I ask of you for this, except for you to be kind to me for my kinship with you. And whoever earns a good righteous deed, we shall give him an increase of good in respect of it. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most ready to appreciate the deeds of those who are obedient to Him. Or they say, has He invented a lie against Allah? If Allah willed, He could have sealed your hearts, and Allah wipes out falsehood and establishes the truth by His word. Surely He knows full well the secrets that are in the hearts of men. And it is He who accepts repentance from His slaves and forgives sins, and He knows what you do. And He answers the invocation of those who believe in the oneness of Allah and do righteous good deeds, and gives them increase of His bounty. And as for the disbelievers, theirs will be a severe torment. And if Allah were to enlarge the provision for His slaves, they would surely rebel in the earth. But He sends down a measure according to His will. Surely He is in respect of His slaves, the all-aware, the all-seer of things. And it is He who sends down the rain after they have despaired, and spreads abroad His mercy. And He is the helper, supporter, and protector, worthy of all praise. And among His proofs and signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and whatever living creatures He has dispersed in them both. And He is all capable of assembling them together whenever He wills. And whatever misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. And He overlooks many of your sins. And you cannot escape from Allah in the earth. And besides Allah, you have neither any guardian nor any helper. And among His signs are the ships on the sea, like mountains. If He willed, He could cause the winds to be stilled. Then they will become motionless on the sea. Surely in these are signs for everyone patient and grateful. Or He may destroy them by drowning them because of that which their people have earned, and He overlooks many of your sins. And those who dispute our proofs, signs, and revelations may know that there is no place of refuge for them from Allah's punishment. So whatever you have been given is but a passing enjoyment in this worldly life. But that which is with Allah is better and more lasting for those who believe and put their trust in their Lord, and those who avoid the greater sins and vice, and when they are angry they forgive, and those who answer the call of their Lord and perform prayer, and who conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, and who spend of what we have bestowed on them, and those who, when an oppressive wrong is done to them, they take revenge. The recompense for evil is an evil like it. But whoever forgives and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah. Surely He does not like the oppressors and the unjust. And indeed, whoever takes revenge after he has suffered wrong, for such there is no blame on them. The guilty are only those who oppress men and wrongly rebel in the earth, for such there will be a painful torment. And surely whoever shows patience and forgives, that would truly be of the things recommended by Allah. And whoever Allah sends astray, for him there is no protector. And you will see the polytheists, wrongdoers, and oppressors when they behold the torment. They will say, is there any way of return to the world? And you will see them brought forward to hell, humbled and disgraced, and looking with furtive glances. And those who believe will say, the losers are they who lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Surely the disbelievers will be in a lasting torment. And they will have no protectors to help them other than Allah. And he whom Allah sends astray, for him can be no way. Answer the call of your Lord before there comes from Allah a day which cannot be averted. You will have no refuge on that day, nor will there be for you any denying of your crimes. But if they turn away, O Muhammad, from the Islamic monotheism which you have brought to them, we have not sent you, O Muhammad, as a protector over them. Your duty is to convey the message. And when we bestow our mercy on man, he rejoices. But when some ill befalls him because of the deeds which his hands have brought forth, then surely man becomes ungrateful. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what he wills. He bestows female children upon whom he wills, and bestows male children upon whom he wills. Or he bestows both males and females, and he renders barren whom he wills. Surely he is the all-knower and is able to do all things. It is not given to any human being that Allah should speak to him, unless it be by inspiration or from behind a veil, or that he sends a messenger to reveal what he wills by his leave. Surely he is most high, most wise. And thus we have sent to you, O Muhammad, as an inspiration and a mercy of our command. You did not know of the book, nor of faith. But we have made this Quran a light, with which we guide whoever of our slaves we will. And surely you, O Muhammad, are indeed guiding mankind to the straight path. The path of Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. Surely all matters ultimately go to Allah for decision.